Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about transition from the military during COVID-19. Some of the common transition concerns have included things like feeling like you've lost your purpose or identity. It is often that military members identify with their job. When asked who they are, they may respond with rank or rate. Another concern is not receiving a guaranteed paycheck, especially when a lot of the HR personnel are working from home and many businesses are closed. One of the things you can try to do to help yourself is to get a resume ready before you start looking for a job. You want to make sure that your resume uses civilian language and is free of acronyms and military-only terminology. Another common fear right now is getting into debt. It is suggested that you have 3 to 6 months of your average living expenses saved up prior to separating from the military. If this is not something that you can do or you don't have enough time left, please contact either your command financial specialist or the personal financial manager at Fleet and Family to try to assist you. Another common concern is keeping the right job. It is not expected that most people will get the right job just as they leave the military. Expect to start with jobs that maybe are not exactly what you're looking for in hopes that you can work your way into the right job. This is critical when not all work opportunities are available. A very common concern when leaving the military is obtaining or paying for healthcare or healthcare insurance. There's a lot of information available on this, especially at the TRICARE website. Find out how long you'll have after you leave the military to still use your TRICARE benefits. You may need to supplement what you have available. This should be factored into your post-military budget. As your transition from the military comes closer, you may start to notice some signs of stress, isolation or apathy, irritability or exhaustion, headaches, depression, maybe decreased communication with those around you, changes in appetite or sleep, frequent use of alcohol, drugs, or nicotine, or feelings of anxiety and helplessness. These are common, and some of them are to be expected, especially in a time of unknowns such as right now. Some common ways to relieve that stress: communicate with those around you, especially your chain of command, and those who can help support you after you leave the military. Let your loved ones know what some of your concerns are, and maybe they can assist. Ask for help if someone around you can't assist right away. Maybe reach out to Fleet and Family or the Veterans Administration for assistance. Try to keep to your exercise routine. You want to make sure that you're keeping your routine as normal as possible. Eat well and healthy, and drink water. Try to have fun with those people around you, even if you can't be in face-to-face contact. It is also suggested that you reach out for a mentor. Talk to someone who has successfully transitioned from the military to the civilian lifestyle. Some of the things they may be able to help you with are setting goals, making sure that you have realistic goals in mind. They may be an available resource or a sounding board for some of your stress. They can give constructive feedback on some of your plans. Maybe there's something that you missed. They remain supportive and encouraging. They also may help with finding that first job once you separated from the military. It has been found that in the civilian workplace, most people are hired via word of mouth over the best written resume. Utilize the resources available to you. If it's Fleet and Family, or the VA, the TRICARE website, or maybe one of the relief societies, you still have a lot of resources available and many of them are open or have virtual appointments. That was an overview of some of the common concerns when transitioning from the military during COVID-19. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.